6. Money matters.
金融知识
2. At the bank. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Is this the foreign exchange department?
Yes. Can I help you?
I'd like to change some RMB to US dollars, please.
How many US dollars do you want?
2,000 US dollars. What is the current rate of exchange?
Let me see.Oh, yes. 100 US dollars is equal to 637 RMB.
Okay, here is 13,000 RMB.
Please fill out this exchange memo. Your ID number, the total sum, and sign your name.
Here you are. Is that all?
What denominations of cash do you need?
Give me 10 $100 bills, 30 $20 bills,and the rest in $10 bills.
Okay. Here is 2,000 US dollars and 260 RMB. Please check it and keep the memo.
That's right. Thanks a lot.
Always at your service.
3. At the office. Fill in the PR, purchase request, form according to what you have heard.
Well,I finally convinced Mr. Smith that we should buy a new copier.
Great. This old one really drives me crazy. What kind are we going to get?
Well, he wants us to find out the various models that are available from our vendor and recommend the one we want.
Okay. I will call Jack from Delhi Stationery Company and ask him to send us some brochures and price lists.
This is Jack speaking. What can I do for you?
Hi, Jack. This is Kathy from the sales department of ESBU ABC Company. We want to have a new copier. Could you send us some brochures?
Yes. Let me see. What brand do you want? Epson or Canon? And what's your budget?
Well, could you send us the brochures together with the prices for both you mentioned? We'll compare them before we make a decision.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you very much.
2 days later.
Hello, Jack. This is Kathy speaking.
Hi, Kathy. Have you made the final decision?
Yes, Mr. Smith has agreed to buy Epson X159.
Great. That's 5,800 RMB.
When would you deliver it to us?
Let me see. How about next Monday, June the 8th? Our engineer will go to your office to help you set up the machine.
Thank you very much. And don't worry about the payment. Our company will pay it directly to your account.
Thanks a lot. 5. How to save money. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Saving money is one of those tasks that's so much easier said than done. There's more to it than spending less money,although that part alone can be challenging. How much money will you save? Where will you put it? And how can you make sure it stays there? Here's how to set realistic goals, keep your spending in check, and get the most for your money. Kill your debts first. Simply calculating how much you spend each month on your debts will illustrate that eliminating debt is the fastest way to free up money.Once the money is freed from debt payment, it can easily be repurposed to savings. Plus, the sooner you pay off debt, the less interest you'll pay, and that money can be saved instead. Set saving goals. For short-term goals, this is easy. If you want to buy a video game, find out how much it costs. If you want to buy a house, determine how much of a down payment you'll need. For long-term goals, such as retirement,you need to do a lot more planning, figuring out how much money you'll need to live comfortably for 20 or 30 years after you stop working, and you also need to figure out how investments will help you achieve your goals. Keep a record of your expenses. What you save falls between two activities and their difference, how much you make and how much you spend. Since you have more control over how much you spend,It's wise to take a critical look at your expenses. Write down everything you spend your money on for a couple of weeks or a month. Be as detailed as possible and try not to leave out small purchases. Assign each purchase or expenditure a category such as rent, car insurance, car payments, phone bill, cable bill, utilities, gas, food, entertainment, etc. Stop using credit cards. Pay for everything with cash. It's easier to overspend when you are pulling from a bank or credit account because you don't know exactly how much is in there. If you have cash, you can see your supply running low. You can even bundle up the predetermined amount of cash allocated for each expense with a label or keep separate jars for each expense. As you pull money from a jar for that particular expense, you'll see how much remains and you'll also be reminded of your limit. 6. Stormy times for Europe's banks. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
In spite of all the recent mergers and cost-cutting in the European banking sector, experts are warning that thousands of jobs are still at risk. UK banks could cut up to 20,000 jobs over the next 2 years as they try to compete with supermarkets and direct providers. Switzerland and Germany, with their overcrowded retail banking markets, could see even greater job losses. The need to reduce non-IT costs is becoming increasingly important as Europe's banks invest heavily in electronics. The domestic branch networks will suffer most, with several European banks planning to close up to 15% of their smaller branches. The staff reductions are made possible by the development of electronic banking services, such as telephone banking, smart cards, and PC banking. Alan Higgins, manager of Direct Financial Services, a UK bank, is hoping that home banking technology will put the company ahead of its competitors. "We are testing a product called Home Bank with 2,000 of our customers who have a 24-hour direct modem connection." The banks have to find a way of cutting staff and using technology without affecting the quality of service. "We have to take the bank to the customer," says Alan Higgins. "I do a lot of my day-to-day banking on a Sunday." However, in spite of the warnings about jobs, recent figures suggest that banks will continue to make record profits.
New words.
Expenditure.
Expense.
Balance.
Exchange.
Denomination.
Bill.
Vendor.
Price list.
Submit.
Laundry.
Eliminate.
Critical.
Predetermine.
Allocate.
Merger.
Retail.
Invest.
Completed.
Expansion.
Grant.
Deadline.
Seminar.
Warranty.